Darnell Nurse joins us once again. Darnell, how you doing?
Good. Great to be on, Jason. Thanks.
Hey, Darnell, from a year ago when I talked to you, and I don't know if I've talked to you in between, but if you go back to last June, what's the biggest difference in your game now a year later?
I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, defensively reading rushes and, you know, knowing when to go and jump a player and knowing when to stay back and let the game come to me. I think just making those different types of reads is definitely the biggest difference that I've had in my game, and it's helped a lot.
How have you worked on that, Darnell? Is it film work? Is it just anticipation? Is it coaches? What's allowed you to improve in that area?
I think it's a combination of everything. Spending a little more attention to detail in practice and, doing drills on the rush, as well as watching a lot of film with my coaches and pointing out certain things, to do and, certain times to go and when to stay back. So I think, the combination of it all has really helped me to get to this point.
It was a good year for you, Percy. Also, disappointing when you don't make that that World Junior team, and also not making the orders. Although I don't think a lot of people, that wasn't really a big surprise. Very few 18-year-olds make NHL teams nowadays. But how much of that is used as motivation for you?
Yeah, I think it's definitely something, when you're working out or you're skating, that's in the back of your mind, and you don't want those things to happen again. But all you can do is really, go out every day and push yourself to be better and, see where that takes. I think you have a lot of fun for sure working out and, getting in the gym and getting better. I think, when you enjoy what you do, it makes it a lot easier.
You got into a few exhibition games, Darnell, and I know that game in Vancouver, everybody was really impressed. You faced the Sedins lot, you played over 20 minutes, and I'm sure it was maybe one of the more fun games you've ever played in. What did you learn as far as the NHL game, and outside of defensive reads, what do you feel you need to do so when you come to training camp in September, you're like, man, I'm going to make it extremely difficult for them not to keep me?
I think, another one of the biggest differences is the size and speed. Obviously you gotta be a lot bigger, a lot stronger playing against men. I think that's something that, going to the gym, eat a lot of food and, just trying to get better every day, that gets you to a point to hopefully crack the roster.
You play against a lot of these guys currently, so you would know. Give me your thoughts on Aaron Ekblad. What do you like about him as a defenseman, and what do you think is going to translate for him to be an NHL player?
Yeah, he's just a really solid player all around, and he's big and has a great shot, and was a smart player. So I think he's gonna get better, but I think he's at a point where he's great this year, and definitely a tough player to play against.
Here you are, a year later from this. Do you watch the draft with obviously not the same anticipation, but like will you sit down and watch the draft and kind of think back to what you were going through last year?
Yeah, I think this time of the year, this year compared to last year is a lot less stressful, and have a lot more fun and relaxing. I'm definitely excited to watch the draft and see where a few of my teammates go, and nothing but excitement for them. But it'll be definitely a little different spin on this side of it.
Having played against a lot of these kids that are going to get drafted this year, Darnell, did the Oilers organization, in conversation, do they ever ask you for your opinion on different players that you play against?
No, I haven't. I think they have enough scouts and smart enough people, probably smarter than me at assessing other people. So they do their job, and I do mine to try and get better.
Let's get to the World Juniors. I know you go to that camp, and obviously you really want to make that team, but if you make the orders, well, then it's a non-factor. How do you approach this summer camp for you, Darnell? What do you feel you need to do at that camp? So if by chance you don't make the NHL, you for sure make the World Junior team.
I think I just, got to go and play my game and, work hard every day. I think, my work ethic is something that I try to not improve, but show that I have every single day. It's always hard working, so it's just to go out there and work hard and definitely enjoy the week when you're playing against such good competition and really force yourself to be at the top of your game.
Last season, when you did you ever get an explanation or a phone call from anyone from Hockey Canada as to why you didn't make that team?
I had a short conversation and, came down the numbers and I wasn't the right fit, so you know, that's it is what it is, and that was a year ago, and I just put that to the back of my mind and, you know, go out and play. I think, you know, they all have their jobs there for a reason, and you have to respect, you know, their decisions because, like I said, they're in the positions that they're in for a reason.
Darnell, the Hockey Canada release had you at 6'4", 189, but I know you're heavier than that. What's your guess? Where are you at right now, and what do you plan on being when you enter the NHL training camp in 4 months?
I'm still 6'4", but I'm over 205. So hopefully the summer just continue to, you know, put on the right type of weight and, you know, be much stronger and faster.
When you add that weight to your frame, there, and you're a young guy still growing, so naturally that would happen, but do you notice, you know, a significant difference in your improved strength? And if so, in what areas does added strength really help?
For me, I've been, you know, working out with my trainers here in Hamilton, and you know, they've really helped me just to grow my strength, not only in my upper body, but also my lower body and in my core, and just become, you know, overall a lot stronger. Can't really say that there's one specific area where I'm a lot stronger than I was before, but you know, it's just I have a really big frame, and before the season was over, there wasn't a lot on it, so it's nice to finally be able to kind of look in the mirror and see I got a body.
How many minutes a night were you playing, like 30 minutes a night in junior this year?
I think I averaged in the 27 to 28 minute range, and you know, there's nights I played 32 minutes, and you know, there were those lucky nights where I only had to play 25. So it's it was a lot of fun. I think when you're relied on and you know have to go out every night and play against the top players, I mean, it's going to force you to improve, you know, no matter what situation you're in. And you know, I was fortunate to be in an organization with some of the best coaches in the CHL, and you know, a really fun environment to be a part of.
When you're playing 32 minutes a night, Darnell, how much do you have to kind of conserve energy in that type of game? Like, you talked earlier about the reads and being wiser. Like, I'm guessing you really have to conserve energy at certain times. How hard was it to adjust from going to being a 24-minute guy to some nights playing 30-plus?
I think, you know, the biggest thing for me was, you know, that was an improvement that I had to make from day one. Is, you know, I went to, you know, sit back and let the game come to me, and you know, when they try to force things. I think my first couple of years in the OHL, I'd probably run around a little too much, and you know, there's times where I did that last year, but you know, I just really just simplified my game and tried to let things come to me, and you know, never had the puck. We always had the green light to go make plays. So you know, you have to conserve energy at the same time. You know, you have to play a fast style game, and it'll be something that's hard to play against.
I was looking at your numbers, Darnell, and I remember last year you talked about how you really wanted to just continue to improve on the power play. Talk about what you worked on specifically to become a better power play player.
I think the biggest thing for me was just learning how to work the line, you know, find lanes for myself from the point and get shots on net. I think those were really the biggest things is, you know, you create a lot more space for yourself when you move your feet at the top on the power play, and I'll try to find guys that are open, just keeping your head up. I think those small little details really helped me to pick up my point total from you before.
I also noticed your penalty minutes were down, and not that you were playing any less physical. Were you more controlled this year as far as your physical play?
Yeah, I think I could get myself into a little trouble, you know, cross-checking guys and be a little too active, especially in my second year. So I, you know, tried to get rid of all the sick penalties, and, you know, all the penalties I had were really roughing, and you know, usually both guys were going off, or, you know, I had a few fights. So just being able to, you know, calm down the dumb penalties, whether it's punching someone in the face for no reason or stick with, I think, you know, just making those little adjustments made it a lot easier for me and kept me on the ice a lot more.
Darnell Nurse joins us, of course, Edmonton Oilers 7th overall pick last year in the draft. Also one of 41 guys going to the summer camp for the World Junior team. You talk about being more composed and not taking those dumb penalties, but one of the best parts of your game is that you're an aggressive guy. You don't shy away. How do you learn how to compose yourself and not kind of go over the line, because you still want to intimidate a little bit?
Yeah, I think you have to, every once in a while, you have to give out a good whack and send a message. But I think, you know, as long as you're, you know, you can be hard to play against and, you know, play within the borders of the game, I think there's a lot of leeway with referees and, you know, penalties nowadays where you could just, you know, go out, and as long as you're, you know, being somewhat responsible with your stick and, you know, making clean hits, it's, you know, still a game where you can get away with a few things. But, you know, you just got to know the right times to really step up and try to make a difference and when to calm down.
I want to get your thoughts on one of your teammates, Darnell. Sergei Tolchinsky, who you know, had 91 points in 66 games for you guys, a very skilled forward. What's the best aspect of his game in your mind? And maybe what's something that might surprise people on what's going to make him effective at the next level?
He is by far one of the most dynamic and fun players I've ever had the opportunity to watch and play with. I think you know, he doesn't shy away from the corners. He's the first one in there, and you know, no matter how big the guy is, he battles with him. Whenever he has the puck, there's something about to happen. I think he's the most fun player I've had the opportunity to play with, and you know, he just has a passion for the game and, you know, loves playing hockey. And when you see that in guys, it not only inspires you, it inspires the whole room. And I think you know, it was great to have him on team. And like you said, he's going to have a long shot in the NHL.
How many of your teammates came to you for advice on how to deal with maybe the interviews, the combine, and everything leading up to the draft?
Yeah, we have four or five players that are eligible for the draft this year. So, I mean, there's questions all year long. And, you know, I had the opportunity to be roommates with Jared McCann this year on the road. So, well, I think they all have the right mindset, and you know, we had a great team and great leadership through our coach Sheldon Keefe and Joe Sorella and AJ McLean, who were, you know, always, their doors were always open for everyone too. And I think you know, the hard work that goes into it that comes to get yourself to this point, I mean, there's always a lot more work to be done. So I think they all have that mindset, and you know, sky's the limit for all of them, really.
You've had Joe as your coach for 2 years in Sault Ste. Marie. Of course, a longtime NHLer, played over 800 games, Darnell. When you have a guy like that who played the position that you did, I'm sure he works on a lot of maybe just small little details. You know, we talked about the big ones and closing the gap and knowing some things. What are some of maybe the small tricks Joe tried to show you or that helps you in your game?
Yeah, he's someone I've been really fortunate to have the opportunity to grow a relationship with, and you know, he's probably the coach I go to the most for advice and things like that. I mean, he's got all the old school tricks in front of the net, how to, you know, irritate players and get a couple free shots in. So I really don't mind when he's teaching me those ones as well. You know, stick placement, and he's probably one of the biggest reasons that I've really changed the whole mindset of, you know, letting the game come to me and not going out there and trying to force things.
Well, Darnell, always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the next few weeks. Enjoy a stress-free draft for you this year, and more of a cheerleading role for your teammates. And best of luck at the Olympic camp, and then the World Junior camp, and then we'll see you in September.
Thanks for having me on, Jason.